Back in the booth, back on the airwaves, coming at you live from the Fan Run Studios. John Reed, Cam Black, Charlie Collier. So we get set to talk sports and other things for these next 3 hours. What is it, Wednesday?
Sadly. Yes.
Hump day, May 18th. How are you today, Cam?
I'm doing good. Doing good. I think I'm mentally prepared to drive a little bit today.
Fresh cut, looking good.
Thank you, thank you.
So yeah. I've heard.
Yeah, gotta. Mom wouldn't be happy if I showed up without a nice haircut to the graduation pictures. So
okay.
Had to get it done. It was essential.
What outfits did you pick?
Apparently my mom has me some stuff.
Did you take a suit?
No, I'm wearing just a short sleeve collared shirt. I'm just going with it. I got a yellow polo with a little purple horse. I think that's perfect. Since it's LSU and whatnot.
Sure, yeah.
Just do that and some, like, khakis. I'm not doing anything too crazy. It's supposed to be, like, over 90 all week.
Yeah, that's
what
I was going to say. I didn't know if you were going to suck it up and, you know, go full suit to try to, you know, outshine your brother. But also it's going to be really hot. And I don't know if you want to outshine your brother on his graduation day.
I'm going to let him have his moment. And, yeah, I'm also going to try to not overheat and pass out waiting on all these names to be called. My mom claims it's only going to be an hour and a half to 2 hours, and I don't believe that at all.
You should wear some light blue.
Some light blue?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll break it out for one of the days. I got some nice light blue. But I think my mom wants LSU colors.
So you're ready to go?
Yeah, I think I'm ready. I think I'm mentally ready.
Charlie, how are you today?
Pretty good.
Good.
I think so.
Yeah? Don't know so, but think so?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I don't know.
Okay.
Last night was fun, obviously.
Yep, the Heat continue to just kind of be that team of destiny where every team in front of them just is going to get injured, I guess. So,
hey, man.
It's nothing to apologize for. I mean, it's just three series in a row. Like, you've been at a health advantage, and, you know, it takes luck to win championships, and now you guys are 7 wins away. And
shout out to us.
I look forward to either Luka.
For being more durable.
I look forward to either Luka or Steph spreading their ankle like in Game 7 of the next series.
Shout out to us for being more durable.
Yeah.
Also, we're missing one of our best players, too.
Kyle Lowry's not that good.
Yeah. We're just better at replacing.
Man, that's fun, but Kyle Lowry's not that good either.
Shout out to us for being more durable and having better depth.
Fair enough. Yeah, you know, there's nothing to be – you don't have to be offended by it. Third series in a row. I mean, it happened to the Suns last year, and they got – you know, they came close to winning a championship. It happened to the Bucks as well, and they did win a championship, so – Giannis ain't apologizing for it. I mean, I think we saw like kind of what both those teams are now, like, you know, second round exit teams. I mean, they're not very good, but they, you know, you get lucky some years. And it looks like the Heat this year are going to be that team. I mean, spot the lie. This third series in a row where you've been on the right side of the injuries. It's okay.
Is it?
It's all right.
Is it?
Now we could argue about whether or not we should still be making poor Al Horford enter health and safety protocols, especially after he's already been around at shoot around, like the damage is already done. I read them say this was his third time in the COVID protocols, and that they're claiming he's like vaccinated too. It's like, what the hell is going on with Al Horford?
Yeah, they're playing in Florida. Their COVID doesn't exist in that state anymore.
I wouldn't think so, but you know, right before the game, about an hour and a half, 2 hours before the game, they announced he was out, and so. I've seen some things that say he's definitely going to be out game two, and then, you know, some other things that say he might even miss game three. So
I guess maybe he actually got the vid then.
I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. Good. I wish ill upon Al Horford.
You wish ill upon him?
I don't. Ever since he left Atlanta and started talking trash about Hawks fans.
It's mostly his dad that did it, but, you know, they shared the same belief.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So that's fine.
So he's dead to me.
That's fine. But either way.
The baseball game was fun last night, too.
Was it? Your team lost. Your team got smashed.
I mean, I still had a good time.
That's good.
I was just drinking and hanging out by the bullpen.
I was going to say, hopefully you weren't hanging out by the bullpen.
No, I was the entire game.
They're probably in trouble now with the coaches.
You let that guy distract you the whole game?
No, they...
It seems like they had to go to the bullpen quite a bit, Tim.
That was the interesting part, was just watching them continuously, like,
Have to warm up.
Warm up, and then get called in, and then come back to the bullpen after.
Yeah.
Just to like, it was just like, all right, let's go. Yeah, number one team in the country. Like, I'm gonna go strike them out, and then it was, hey, they're really good. They'd come back every single person was like, they were really good. Someone came back and he goes, dude, he just check swung on like a fastball and still barreled it. I don't know what to do.
Tennessee, you know, that's a good bounce back performance.
Yeah.
It's a good for game. The offense. Mm-hmm. Took out some frustrations from the, you know, game three against Georgia. So
even Charlie Taylor got a hit, baby.
I don't.
Second of the year.
I don't know how. I don't know how I feel about the offense moving forward, if I'm worried about them at all anymore, because it feels like, you know, like that's a good way to end the regular season, at least in home. I know I guess I got to go to Mississippi State this weekend, but I guess we'll get more data and see how they do down there. But I feel pretty good, you know, seeing, because that's the last time they were going to, you know, obviously the game at Mississippi State, the games this weekend, that's one thing, but this season is going to be, for the most part, made or broken inside Lindsey Nelson. When you look at the regional and the super regional.
Mm-hmm.
Now I know like this team has aspirations of winning a championship. We'll figure out Omaha when we get there. I know we need to get to Omaha, and I mean, quite frankly, we need to win the championship. But getting there and winning a couple games is the bare minimum, right? Like you can't get there and just go 0-for again. So
yeah.
We'll cross that bridge when we get there, but to get there and to be able to cross that bridge, you gotta win in Lindsey Nelson. You gotta take care of business there, and you gotta take care of the regional and super regional. And this weekend's series against Mississippi State, Tennessee needs to play well in, but it doesn't really matter. Like they have a top 8 seed wrapped up.
Mm-hmm.
I would say they have a top 2 seed wrapped up.
I think they have a top 1 seed wrapped up.
They might. If they get swept and, you know, Oklahoma State, or I guess Oklahoma State lost to Texas Tech this weekend.
Yeah.
So, like, Oregon State, I don't know who they're playing.
Oregon State lost a series to Arizona and looked bad doing it.
I just didn't know if, like, they swept and we got swept, if that would be enough to flip-flop. A 6-game swing there, if you will.
I think if we lost 4 out of the last 5, or even maybe 5 out of the last 5, would be the only thing to keep us from being the number one, not being the number 1 seed.
Okay. So, like, the series for us at Mississippi State doesn't really matter. And quite frankly, like after last year, I don't think it really matters what you do at Hoover either.
I mean, I think I still think it matters just because you want to win and like,
sure.
If you're playing a baseball game, it matters.
No, I mean, it does, but Mississippi State looked awful at Hoover last year and they went on and won the national championship. Like we kicked their ass and eliminated them. They gave up. Their pitching got rocked all weekend in Hoover or all week at Hoover, right?
Like, I just feel like you can't say it doesn't matter. I guess you could say it's not.
Not going to hurt your championship
chances.
It's not like. I mean, I think
impactful on what's going to happen later, I guess.
Yeah, sure. I mean, like, Tennessee needs to win an SEC championship or win the tournament. Like, you know, that's fine. Like, if they're trying to accomplish their goals of being, you know, the best college baseball team ever, or trying to be, you know, just have a historic season, it looks good if you get all the hardware. Like if you sweep the regular season, SEC tournament, and then, you know, win.
I think this week it also does matter, just trying to finally figure out your last chance really to figure out your rotation.
I don't think you're going to be doing that, though, because I think that, like, you are now at the point where you're still going to be resting arms. It's not like you're trying to throw your best 3 this weekend. You're still trying to get some guys work. And then when you get to Hoover, like, you're going to need all 4 guys to be able to pitch at any moment, really. Now, after what I saw from Drew Beam on, you know, Saturday against Georgia, don't know if I really want him coming out of the bullpen. He might just be a starter because he came out of the bullpen and didn't look very good. And, you know, they say sometimes those pitchers are weird, right, when it comes to being able to come in relief, or, you know, if they need to start an inning or just start a full game and get their rhythm and routine. I'd say Drew Beam didn't pass that test. I don't know if I feel good about him coming out of the bullpen to shut things down. Quite frankly, I didn't think Chase Burns looked very good doing it either. So, like, maybe that worries you a little bit. Maybe it's going to be either Dolander or Tidwell that's getting that role of, can you come in and get us 5 innings if the starter doesn't do well?
But I also think, like, Dolander's your best starter at this point.
Sure, that's fine. And, you know, I think so. I mean, the numbers say so as well. So, like, or, I mean, maybe he's neck-to-neck with Beam. But, like, Dolander's been awesome. So I don't know exactly what they're going to do. And I don't think you're going to be able to figure that out just by Mississippi State, what happens this weekend. So, I mean, I do feel like the season, this next 10 days, it matters if you want to win SEC championship, but otherwise, like, your seeding's pretty much locked in, and your season's going to be defined by what you do here at Lindsey Nelson in the regionals, super regionals. And then you go to Omaha, and then, you know, that's when you try to win a championship. So I guess maybe that ultimately defines a season, but, you know, the next 10 days don't, really. You go 0-5, and you still be a top 8 seed. That's really all that matters. Because it's not like they do seeding, really, when it comes to these regionals anyways, right? Like, the top 16 teams, yes, but after that, they just kind of go by, like, proximity and matchups, right?
Kind of.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like the best – the one seed doesn't necessarily get the 64 seed. That's not usually how it works. Like, they don't want to make these schools travel all over the place if they can help it.
Yeah.
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 Because, like, Wright State, you know, was pretty damn good last year, and they kind of got placed with us, and I know Tony was mad about that, and, you know, they gave us Duke and Liberty.
I mean, they'll try to take
like,
care of you, like, to an extent.
Well, they didn't last year with us, which I know we weren't the one seed,
no,
but we were
like,
the three seed.
If you're the one seed. Like, number one, like, I think they'll try to take care of you a little bit. But
okay.
I keep seeing Texas Tech get picked into ours.
I did too, but then, like, I haven't seen it
also,
since
yeah,
we.
Since they, oh, I haven't seen it since they just.
Took care of business this weekend.
Or did they sweep or they went 2 out of 3?
I thought they went 2 out of 3, but.
Yeah, actually, I think they did too. But.
So that should get them back in the good graces of, like, the top 16, I would
say. Yeah, hopefully. Yeah. Texas Tech is our two. I'll be absolutely.
That'd be bad luck.
Pissed.
Yeah. So hopefully that doesn't work out or even, you know, is a threat anymore.
But, I mean, it always matters. Like, I just.
Again,
if you're playing, if you are competing, whether it is a fall baseball game or whether it is game 7 of the World Series, like, it is, it matters.
I don't agree with that at all. I mean, that now you're telling me that, like, you know, when a team is, you know, 13-0, or I guess make it 14-1 in the NFL, and they have, like, their seating locked up and they want to rest their starters, like, that matters and you're mad at them. Like, it's a similar situation.
No, I mean, it still matters for something.
I mean, not for that team, though. I mean, if you have,
sure,
like, if you have your seating locked up, it doesn't. It doesn't. And, like, Tennessee has kind of let you know that whenever they're throwing Ben Joyce out to start and see what, you know, he can do. Like,
I think they just wanted to give him an opportunity. They thought he earned in front of some scouts over there.
Sure. But, like, if you're trying to coach to win a game, you're probably not doing that. Like, if the game is, you know, do or die or, like, you know, is going to
but,
affect
I mean,
you.
It still matters to be playing good baseball and to be winning games.
I guess, but again, like, a team has never.
I just find it ridiculous that you can, like, say that a game doesn't matter when it's an SEC game, when it's a regular season game. Like,
a team has never won the championship, at least since, like, the current setup, you know, coming from the one seed, right? Isn't that a stat we've been getting hit over the head with?
I don't know.
Like, the one seed in the baseball tournament since, like, the current setup has never won the championship. They call it the curse of the one seed, or at least it hasn't in, like, 30, like, 20-something years.
Interesting.
And meanwhile, I told you that Mississippi State, like, came into that, you know, came into the regional and super regional last year floundering, and then they got hot and won the national championship. So, you know, baseball is just kind of, you know, how hot you get. Like, again, you want to be playing well, but Mississippi State last year wasn't. And then they all of a sudden were and won the whole thing. I'll see if I can find that exact stat with the number one overall seed in Omaha and how that goes. But, like, again, I've been seeing the people talking about the curse of it. Let's go to break. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.
Car wrecks happen and when they do.
Now, who's hot, who not? Tell me who rock, who sell out in the stores. You tell me who flop, who cop the blue.
All right, back here on the program. Been talking a lot of college baseball. Getting revved up for Hoover and beyond.
So, when we're looking at, I guess, Hoover, your first game's Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to figure out, I guess, who will start in Hoover.
Yeah.
Because we were talking about these four starters. So, one starter of your four is not going to pitch this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You think that that's maybe who starts Wednesday then?
I would assume so, but also I don't know if you maybe want to get them a few pitches in just to keep them in that rhythm or not.
I guess whoever doesn't pitch this weekend out of your four starters, or, you know, if you go, like, do something weird with, like, Ben Joyce again, you know, they're still going to come out of the bullpen. Like, you saw Burns get work out of the bullpen on his normal day, and you saw Beam get work on his normal day just to kind of stay in that rhythm, but...
Absolutely.
So, Thursday, you would get Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday rest. So, okay, so you still get normal rest for your Thursday starter for Wednesday, too. So, I guess...
Okay.
When you're looking at that Wednesday game, you know, unless you don't throw one of those four guys, which you're, I think you're going to, I do expect Tennessee to go balls to the wall in Hoover. I do think that they want to go win that SEC tournament championship. But I guess when you're looking at Wednesday, then you're looking at either whoever didn't pitch or whoever threw on Thursday.
Okay, yeah. So it gives you about two options there, it seems like. I agree with you. I do think they're going to go into this tournament wanting to win it, not be looking ahead, you know, to the regionals, super regionals in Omaha, stuff like that. I do think they're going to be pretty motivated because I think they just want to win all the things, you know? Like, I think they're just a team like that, and they have the confidence and think they can do it for one, obviously. I mean, I think they just want to get all these accolades and just have that resume of, hey, we did this, hey, we did that.
And, you know, even like John argues, you know, it's not important. Maybe it's not important, like, as in from a cause and effect standpoint.
Yeah, yeah.
For but, I think this team, it's still important to them just in general to.
Yeah, they want to be able to say they did it.
I mean, just to win baseball games.
It's kind of similar to, like, the basketball team. You know, they obviously their goal was to have a good NCAA tournament. But, you know, they went into the SEC tournament also like, let's go win this thing. And, you know, worked out for them, and I think the baseball's in the same mindset probably. And
again, if you win on Wednesday, you play again Thursday, the same time. If you win on Thursday, though, if you win that game 11, then you get a day off.
Get
that Friday off, and then you play. It goes back to single elimination, and it gets to a single elimination semifinals on Saturday. And you would play in the first game on Saturday at noon with a potential championship on Sunday. So if you just avoid losing in the SEC tournament, then you're looking at Wednesday, Thursday, and then Saturday, Sunday, where you're going to need that fourth starter.
Yeah.
So that actually, you know, gives Tennessee even more of an advantage if you're
honestly
looking at other SEC teams. I mean, no one else has four guys like that they feel comfortable with.
Absolutely.
Now, there, I guess, are teams that have, you know, four guys with weekend starting experience just because they've tried to see what works and thrown some darts at the wall and had different guys start Sunday games over the weekend or, like, Saturday games over the weekend. But
so
for Tennessee, I mean, ideally, you know, again, the order, I don't know what you're going to look like. But
yeah.
Ideally, you know, Wednesday, maybe you throw the guy that didn't pitch. Thursday, you throw the guy that threw Thursday. And then Saturday, you threw the guy that threw Friday. And championship Sunday, you throw the guy that threw Saturday.
Yeah. So, yeah, obviously looks like we're going to have to use all four stars if you're getting to the championship game there. Do you think if you run into, like, a team that just happened to, like, say you get, like, a terrible team that wasn't supposed to be there on, like, your Thursday game or something. You think you change up and try to go with, like, one of your other pitchers instead of going, you know, just write down the, you know, like, 1-2-3-4 listing? You try to bring up, like, one of the other guys and just be like, hey, we're not as worried about this opponent. We're going to give this other guy some work and try to save one of the pitchers?
So you're going to play the 8-9.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Winner. So out of the, you know, the teams that it could be, you're maybe not, I think you're probably looking at a, right now the 8-9 is Ole Miss or Florida. The 7, there is a 3-way tie between 5 and 7 between Vandy, Georgia, LSU.
Oh yeah.
And then the 10 and 11 are South Carolina, Alabama. So Ole Miss and Florida in the SEC are both 13 and 14, whereas Kentucky the 10 seed South Carolina. They're 12-15. So I guess, you know, team like South Carolina could get into that nine spot, and then they throw their best pitcher in that first game, I guess maybe. But South Carolina's also been playing some good baseball lately.
Okay.
And I don't think that Kentucky or Alabama can do enough this weekend to reach that 8 or 9. I mean, maybe they would have to sweep. And one of those two would have to get swept.
And you probably just don't go into it overthinking it either.
You could. I mean, you could end up with Vanderbilt, Georgia, or LSU technically still in that 8-9 too. The winner of that game, I mean, you're going to be playing a good baseball team probably.
Yeah. Probably best not to overthink it in the grand scheme anyways and just do what you do, you know?
But
you've been doing this all season. Just keep it rolling.
I mean, yeah, you're in that last week. And, I mean, still – in the last week of the SEC, you still have A&M and Arkansas tied for second, but A&M owns the tiebreaker. You still have Vanderbilt, LSU, and Georgia tied 5-6-7, and you still have Ole Miss, Florida tied 8-9.
Yeah, lots of
there's still a lot to be decided, and even, you know, the teams that aren't tied are within a game of each other. So this weekend, a lot can still change, but really, one of the only things that we know for sure is that Tennessee is going to be number one. And that Missouri is going to be left out.
That's a nice feeling. It's nice to be number one.
But yeah, it is nice to be number one.
It's nice to be like number one Tennessee. To say that about things. And whatever it is, it's nice to say.
And to say it for a while, too.
Yeah, it's been a long, long time.
It's been a while.
I'm here for it, though. LSU at home this weekend?
Oh, yeah, I guess you will be there this weekend.
Yeah, if they're at home, I may have to go scout them out down there.
LSU, they're on their way.
Yeah, they're at Vanderbilt.
Darn.
I would have liked to see them down there. Oh, well. Well, we'll have scouted them out. Get some tips there. But, all right. Hour one's in the books. Kick off hour two of headlines. We'll keep it rolling. Stick with us. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.